There's a nice seaside sound, isn't it? That's the sound of a herring gull wheeling over the town. But you know, some of the best places to find gulls aren't necessarily at the seaside at all. It's a bitterly cold December day here, and I'm standing on the edge of a corporation rubbish tip with the corporation dustmen coming along and emptying their carts out here, and huge flocks of gulls sailing around. In amongst them, there are quite a few rooks as well, and they're all looking around, picking over the rubbish. It's so cold, in fact, that a lot of them all stood facing the same way, all pointing into the wind, and there's mostly, if you imagine, a background of small, very pale gulls. These are black-headed gulls. And then, dotted in amongst them, there are larger ones, and some with black backs. And these, of course, are greater blackback gulls. They're huge, bigger than crows. And they're all standing facing the same way, looking rather like the litter themselves, actually, rather like a lot of paper bags thrown about in the wind. Well, let's look at the biggest ones first and work down, shall we? There's a nice greater blackback gull in front of me now. It's got yellowy coloured legs, a bright yellow beak with a red spot on it, and immaculate white, but then the whole back, that's the top of the wings, is black, jet black, with a couple of little white flashes in the tips of the wings. Quite an attractive bird, although its habits aren't quite so nice. Looks almost like a heron when they get up and fly, because their wings tend to droop a bit at the ends. Then if we go down a bit, there's some with a pale grey back, but still quite large, and again with a yellow bill with the red spot on it, and those are herring gulls. There are one or two rather brown looking ones, and these are immature herring gulls, young ones from this year. And maybe lesser blackback gulls as well. Herring gulls and lesser blackback gulls are almost the same bird, just that what the lesser blackback has a darker grey on the back when it's an adult. Then there are some common gulls, which are some of the smaller ones. Silly name, really, because they're a little bit rarer than most of the others. These mostly come down from Scotland to spend the winter here. And common gulls are rather dove-like on the head, a few streaks on the head perhaps on a lot of them, a greeny blue legs, and on the younger ones a greeny grey bill, but it turns yellow in the adults. And then getting right down to the smallest ones, which are black-headed gulls, but of course they haven't got black heads because this is December, and they're the most numerous ones by far. And when they fly, they have a white leading edge to the wings, which shows up well off. And it's only a small pigeon-sized gull. So there they all are, sat looking into the wind, and it's quite a derelict-looking place, and very open, and paper bags blowing about, and the whole place looking very dreary. But the birds are very exciting, and it's nice to get the binoculars on them and have a good look. But on a day like this, we can get quite close without the binoculars, in fact. Just listen to the black-headed gulls as they get up as we walk a bit closer. Well, I got so cold at that rubbish tip that I just had to call it off because my hands were getting frozen to the microphone. Later on, Ken and I went to another place, which is again excellent for finding gulls. And this was at a pond, not far from the seaside, but in fact, it could have been anywhere in a town, like the town boating pool. Well, here we are. Is this it then, Ken?
Yes, it's a fairly unlikely looking spot at first glance. A row of houses and a main road down one side, a public footpath down the other with several people exercising their dogs. But of course the big attraction for the birds here is this large, shallow, freshwater lagoon.
Yes, it doesn't look all that clean. I keep expecting to see a supermarket trolley standing in it. It's quite cluttered with odds and ends. But as you say, there does seem to be quite a lot of birds about, and we'll have a look at what we've got. Obviously the gulls, but why is the fresh water attracting them so much? Is there a shortage of fresh water just here?
Well, yes, they come here to bathe and to loaf around in between feeding forays. A few of them are feeding. We watched the black-headed gulls earlier on diving for small fish fry at the edge of the lake.
There may be several hundred black-headed gulls here at the moment, and they were just sort of heaving themselves off the water about a foot in the air and then plunging headfirst into the water, looking quite untidy about it. Well, what's the purpose of that? Why don't they fly over the pond and then dive in? In fact, one's just done exactly that.
Yes, I think the water's so shallow that if they did dive from any real height, they'd probably hit the bottom. It's interesting to watch, though. You'll see that they've got two methods of finding their food. Some of them, as you say, leap out of the water and dive headfirst into it. Others dive straight from the surface, as diving ducks sometimes do.
And I think the biggest point then is, even if you've only got one kind of bird to watch, then you really get down to some proper bird watching, when you're actually watching what the birds do. So they're here for the fresh water, and a lot of them are bathing as well, aren't they?
That's true, yes. If you watch the gulls closely, you can see them looking. They're looking for the tiny fish fry under the surface of the water.
Actually, there's an odd one out there, isn't there? They're not all black-headed gulls. I can see that some of them are actually getting black heads, but hardly any of them actually have black heads at this time of year. But there's one that's slightly larger, and it's a bit greyer, and it seems to have more black and white... it's the tips of its wings, isn't it? Not its tail sticking out behind.
Yes, that's right. Yes, those are common gulls. Not quite as common as their name suggests.
Well, they're certainly not as common as the black-headed gulls.
Well, that's certainly true.
That one doesn't seem to be feeding like them either. He just seems to be loafing about down here.
Yes, although if you watch, you will see them occasionally feeding like the black-headed gulls. They don't seem to do it. It may be something that the black-headed gulls have learnt to do. And so far, the common gulls haven't learnt how to do it properly. One of them's just dived into the water from quite high up there.
Almost like a tern.
Almost, yes.
Now, did you notice that neither Ken or I ever use the word seagulls? There were herring gulls, black-headed gulls, black-backed gulls, lesser black-backed gulls, common gulls, all sorts of gulls, but none of them called seagulls. Some of them actually never go to the seaside at all. Black-headed gulls very often breed well inland on freshwater marshes and then go out to farmland to feed, especially at harvest time and in the ploughing time later on, or they move into towns to go and hunt around the rubbish tips, places like that. They're also very common on playing fields, especially the black-headed gulls and the common gulls. When I was at the rubbish tip, I mentioned the nasty habits of the greater black-backed gull. Well, I suppose we all have our nasty habits, but greater black-backed gulls are doing very well by moving into seabird colonies around the coasts of Britain and eating the young birds and the eggs of all the other birds that are around. And some of their favourite foods are puffins, which aren't doing so well. Whenever you are on a seabird colony, perhaps on your holidays down in Devon or Cornwall, and you hear all the gulls suddenly make a terrific fuss, it's very often because a greater black-backed gull has just swept in around the colony on the lookout for some nice morsel to eat. But they're not even very nice to each other. Most of the gulls are piratical. That is that they rob each other of their food. And if I was a gull and I'd just got myself a meal, I'm sure I would keep very quiet about it, because as soon as the others see you've got any, they're all down trying to get it off you. You try feeding the black-headed gulls on the local pond with a piece of bread in the winter, and very soon you see that gull's flying around, the gull that's got it, and all the other gulls are chasing him, trying to get him to drop it. And very often he does too. And then they sweep down to pick it up. They aren't so nasty towards their own young, of course. And some of these rather obnoxious-looking morsels that come back from the rubbish tip to be fed to young birds are brought along in the mother's or the father's bill to be fed to the young. Of course, they feed their young on fish quite a lot as well. Most birds feed their young on insects, a nice, soft, digestible food, which they just bring along in their bill and hand to the young. But some of the things that the gulls eat are rather large and indigestible for the young birds, so the parents actually partly digest the food for them and then regurgitate it. In a way, I suppose, they're sick, and then the youngsters lap it all up. But in order to get the parents to regurgitate their food, the young birds have to tap at the right place on the parents' bill. The right place to tap on a herring gull's or a black-back gull's bill is the place where there's a red dot. That red dot is just like the button on a drinks machine. If you press the button once, out comes the drink. And that's what the young birds do. They tap away at the parent's bill, just on the red spot, and the parent regurgitates the food, and then they stick their the little ones stick their bill inside the parent's bill and get a good feed. If you live in a seaside town, or you go there on your holidays, the most common gull that you will see there is not the common gull, but the herring gull. And the herring gull has had an interesting history recently. In the past, herring gulls always nested around cliffs, but they started to move inland not very long ago to nest on houses. And it first happened really along the south coast at places like Dover and Folkestone, but it's spread, and you can see it in Cardiff or in Worthing or in Southampton or Bristol or just about anywhere you go. Herring gulls have started to nest on buildings instead. And it really is quite horrible if you're kept awake by those calls of herring gulls on top of your roof, or a young one's fallen off the roof and is now squawking away underneath the street lamp and the parents are calling back to it. And it can be a really horrible noise. Also, they make horrible white marks all over everything and drops down the windows and all over the place. But here are some herring gulls in a seaside town amongst the shoppers. Cheerio.